It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Lines. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Mike Wiggins is here. We're ready to take your calls, your texts, 850-437-1620. It's a little rainy out today.
Well, you know what, Jenna? I look at the radar over here, and of course, the forecast is for more rain today, some more tomorrow, but it looks like a lot of the big stuff is going to our east.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of blue sky out the studio window.
That's true. So trying to peek through.
Let's hope we're almost at the end of this. But I have to tell you this. We'd start the show off by saying our thoughts and prayers go to those folks over in New Orleans. Mm. Let me tell you right now, they were blasted. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Down by Grand Isle and that type of thing. It's just leveled. And it's just a shame. They have gone through so much.
Yeah.
Everything from even going all the way back to Camille and then Katrina and now Ida. And
yeah, last year they were hit twice.
That's exactly right.
And I think it was Hurricane Laura, too, that hit them.
Oh, no, Laura was bad, no question about it.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of devastation, and we just are praying for them and for the recovery. And, of course, I always tell everybody you can pray, but also you can give monetary donations to organizations that are reputable. Mercy Chefs is on their way out there.
Right.
Be Strong. There are several if you go online.
You know, one I noticed, that, matter of fact, on one of the last hurricanes we had here, the Cajun Navy came
that's
over.
That's right.
Cool guys.
That's
we had a
right.
radio interview with them. And let me tell you right now, that is a bunch of guys and girls
yes.
who just, whenever there's a need, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And they will do anything to help people. It's just an amazing group.
They're a part of the recovery efforts,
that's
too.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you can donate, too. They are that's a 501c3.
Right.
So I think that's really important for people to also, you know, put your money into a cause that will help these individuals.
That's right. I think the News Journal this morning had an article about how one can donate to some of those causes.
Okay.
That are people over there trying to help people recover. So best of luck to them.
Yes.
Special
yes.
group. There are a lot of special groups. And, of course, the faith-based community just rallies to the cause every time. And so congratulations to all those churches and church members who give up their day and go over and try to help other people. So good for them.
Yes, thank you for that. And we'll continue to cover those efforts and then update people if we do know of any organizations. But it does remind us that, I did lose a plant. We're going to have to recover a plant. And if that's all my worries for the week, then who cares, right?
You know, you hit it right on the head. I think you've heard me on the Garden Line brag, and I just unabashedly brag about my elephant ear plants that are 9 feet tall. Beautiful variety. I never planted before. I've had them now for a couple of years. They've gotten huge, just huge. Well, this morning, they're leaning over. Mm-hmm. They just sort of just bent, and I don't think they're going to come back. And it's a shame. But I will tell you right now, if that's the only damage
right.
at the Wiggins house
sure.
during a hurricane,
we are
so it
very,
goes.
Very lucky.
I'm going to call my friend down in South Florida and say, okay, my elephant ears are not going to come back up. They're not broken, but they're almost bent over at 90-degree angles. Should I cut it off at the base, cut it off about 3 feet up, or what should I do? I think he's going to say cut it off about 3 feet up, because it will come back. Next year, it will come back. But I want to know exactly where he wants me to cut it. But I'm going to say around 2 to 3 feet off the ground.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Okay.
See what he says.
Very good.
I look forward to that. But otherwise, I had no damage. few little tree limbs, but nothing to speak of. So
yeah, you know, want to know a funny story here? Let me tell you a funny story before we talk to Sarah Lynn from Gulf Breeze. Last night I tried to take the dog out. It was a little windy. That wind was
really dusty.
There's
no question.
Ooh, so I found like this rather, you know, not large stick, but bigger stick in our driveway. And we share a driveway with our neighbors. And so I didn't want them to run over the stick. So I picked up the stick and, you know, threw it into like the area where, you know, the claw comes to pick it up. And the wind was so strong, the stick came back and hit me in the face.
Oh, Jenna.
I can laugh about it because I'm okay. It got me right in the mouth, but I thought the way my week is starting, I don't know. Let me just tell you. 850-437-1620. Sarah Lynn from Gulf Breeze is on the phone. Do you have a question for Mike? Hey, Sarah Lynn, you there?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you? I know one question you're not going to ask me, Sarah Lynn. I know for a fact you're not going to ask me, should you water your yard today? I'm going to say, this is a garden line, and we have all the answers. I would say I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I was trying to be cute.
Yeah, you were, and it worked. Hey, listen, I've got quite a crop of swamp hibiscus. Are you familiar with this plant?
Swamp hibiscus.
Yep. They're really strange. They're quite prolific. They have leaves on them like a pot plant. They have giant single petal hibiscus. There's about five on each plant, on each bloom, and they're vibrant red. And I've had them now for about 5 years. However, I made the mistake once of pruning them. And they said, we don't like this. And they didn't grow for a year. And then all of a sudden they came back, you know, full bore. And this year they're huge. They're 15, 20 feet tall.
Wow.
But they're, you know, kind of spindly looking.
Right.
And I wondered, is this a good time to prune them?
Yes, I would go ahead and do that. However, you may want to wait until spring to go ahead and do that. I don't think you'd have any trouble doing it now. I really don't. But you may want to wait until spring. But they're 15 feet high. You probably need to keep those managed a little bit more in your landscape. So I'm going to agree with you. I'd say let's go ahead and do it. I really believe, quite honestly, no matter what you do to them, they're going to come back strong next year. All this water, all this rain has been beneficial to them. That's probably why they're so tall and so healthy right now. So, yeah, let's go ahead and prune them now. You could wait if you wanted to, but go ahead and prune them now. That probably will, as I say, get them under more control in your landscape, because if not, if we had a very, very mild winter and they kept going, they're probably going to, quite frankly, take over your landscape. So let's keep them under control and go ahead and cut them now. I don't think you'll be doing them any harm. Put it that way.
How about how far back or how far from the ground should I prune them?
Well, if they're 15 feet tall, I'd take them down to about 5 or 6 feet. I think that would be probably prudent to come down almost half, maybe a little bit more than half. And I think you'll be fine if you do that. Because I'll be honest with you, no matter where you prune them, I think they're going to be fine.
Well, and if we have a cold winter, you know, that'll naturally take them back.
It'll
anyway.
Knock them back. There's no question about that. But they'll recover from that. And I'm glad the color's there. That's good. You've got those nice blossoms.
And
are they near the water?
Yeah. No, they're in my backyard, and, you know, I water them probably 2-3 times a week. I feed them Miracle-Gro, and I don't know where I got them, but they were in a plant, and evidently I just put them out, and they travel, and that's good.
Maybe you've got the green thumb. What do you think?
I think so.
I do, too.
Listen, you guys stay dry.
We shall. Okay. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you for that, Sarah Lynn. Love hearing from you. Keep us updated on those hibiscus plants. Hey, we've got more questions coming in. 850-437-1620. We're going to have to take a quick break, though. Again, we start to pile up on these questions. 850-437-1620. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you get rid of torpedo grass. You ready for that one? Okay.
That's the toughest one we'll get all day.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital advertising? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? You can do it, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. The reality is, digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies? Are you familiar with the platforms? Do you really have time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, sit through the webinars, plan the campaign, and try to learn all the stuff yourself? Aren't you responsible for holding down the workload of 2 to 3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contacted our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital to handle all things digital marketing for you. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and now we have a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. Think of us as your in-house digital marketing ad agency. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Campaign Success Manager, and I invite you to email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Get your path to a digital marketing partnership started.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Florida's no-fault law was passed in 1971. However, several changes took place in 2013 which negatively impacted accident victims. First, if you do not treat within 14 days, you lose your PIP benefits. Second, massage therapy and acupuncture are no longer covered benefits. Finally, if you pay for 10,000 benefits and are not EMC certified, you may only have 2,500 in coverage.
Visit GrossAndSchuster.com.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
It seemed like it was going to be about a Category 3, maybe a Category 4. And then all of a sudden, in the next 24 hours, from Saturday morning to Sunday morning, it gained 65 miles an hour of wind speed. And to me, the reason that's important is to always remember that projections can change.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on.
Some Louis Armstrong on this rainy day.
You know, I don't know if you saw the news, Jenna, that in New Orleans, one of the buildings that was destroyed mm-hmm. was the place where Louis Armstrong used to play early mm-hmm. in his career.
That's right.
It was just leveled.
He is homage.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
One of my favorites.
Mine too.
And so perfect for a day like this, just to sit and read a book, plan out your garden.
Listen to Louis play.
Yes,
no doubt
exactly.
About it.
Hey, you had a comment on
us. Real quick thing for Sarah Lynn in Gulf Breeze about the hibiscus. Sarah Lynn, look up, kind of Google Rose Mallow, M-A-L-L-O-W,
okay.
and see if that's not what you may have in your yard. Rose Mallow is really kind of another name for hibiscus, but that may be closer to what you've got than the hibiscus, the tropical hibiscus that we normally buy in the spring to put in containers and that type of thing. Anyway, look, Rose Mallow. Rose Mallow.
Okay.
Look that up.
Okay, very good. So our question from one of our listeners, and again, 850-437-1620. Get your questions in here on the Garden Line. You don't have to be out there gardening today. In fact, don't, because I've heard there have been lightning strikes. How do you get rid of torpedo grass?
Let me tell you. You take every weed that we have in Pensacola.
You're right.
and the worst is torpedo grass.
Why is that?
Well, dig up some torpedo grass, and the roots look like a bowl of spaghetti.
That's
long,
true.
Long, white, deep roots. So there is no what we call selective weed killer that's going to kill torpedo grass. In other words, if you've got torpedo grass in Centipede or St. Augustine or Zoysia, wherever you've got it, there's nothing you can spray on torpedo grass.
Do you just rip it?
You just have to dig it and hope you get it all. Trouble is you leave a little bit of that root and it's going to come back. You might get by with Roundup, but I've had people tell me they have blasted it with Roundup, and even that didn't totally take care of it. It's a very difficult weed, and if you've got it, do everything you can, probably manually with your shovel and whatever, to get it out of your yard, wherever it may be, because it is the toughest ever. Now, we have a lot of landscapers who listen to us on the radio. If any of you folks have got a torpedo grass solution, let me know. You might get by with a brush killer. A brush killer is a weed killer which is non-selective. In other words, it kills everything. And people use it to clear fence lines, if you will. You put it out and nothing will grow. It sterilizes the soil. You might get by with using that, a brush killer, on the torpedo grass. But keep in mind that nothing else is going to grow for a long time where you put that brush killer. Roundup's different. Roundup, of course, is systemic. It only works through the plant into the root, and you could plant very quickly in that area where you've used Roundup. But brush killer, not so much. You've got to cool it.
Okay. That's
a tough one.
Yeah, I told them, get digging, probably. I'm just
saying, they didn't want to hear that. They want a second opinion.
I know.
I'll blame them.
I tell you, sometimes gardening is a workout, so sometimes that's just what you do. Hey, here's a comment. We were talking about the elephant ears in your yard.
Yes.
So one of our listeners texted in, happy Tuesday. Good morning to you. Let the elephant ears tell you by their recovery. If they discolor, then cut back. Those roots are strong enough to send new shoots since we're still summer weather. But this caller listener is also curious what your South Florida friend will say.
Exactly. Now, keep in mind, I totally agree, because over the summer, every now and then you'll get an elephant ear, one of the elephant ears, will discolor, get a little brown.
I'm having that problem right now.
And I just clip that off.
Okay.
Just clip it off, because you're going to get more shoots that'll come out.
Okay.
But my problem is the leaves right now, because it just happened, over the last couple of days. Look beautiful. They're perfect. They're just laying it at a 90-degree angle. And
Can you prop that up, though, just a little bit
with
a rod?
Well, I'm going to try. As soon as it's rain quits, I'm going to go try. But I don't think that's going to help, because it really is just totally bent over. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try to stake it and see if that works. But I don't think it will. But the caller's absolutely right. I think if I got out there and just chopped every one of those elephant ears off down to where it's gone to that 90-degree angle, I would probably be okay, but I do want to see what my elephant ear guy says in South Florida. The name of that guy is Caladiums Florida. That's where I always buy my caladium bulbs and elephant ear bulbs. So professional, such great products. You buy a jumbo bulb, it's going to be jumbo.
Ships it right to your front door.
Yeah, right to your front door. I do it online. But I did have a question a couple of years ago. I can't remember what it was. I think I was asking him about those particular elephant ears that are now at a 90-degree angle, because they were different. Because I like to plant the ones that are traditional. But this one was one that kind of grows straight up. It has sort of a perpendicular to the ground, the elephant ear. And, man, it has been a super success for me until it fell over. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I'll call him. I'll let you know what he says. I want to talk to him next week.
Yeah, I would love to have him call into the show,
sure,
actually.
That
would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
I'll tell you, they're a very professional company. They're very good.
Hey, and we're always looking for people to become sponsors here on the Garden Mind, too. I'm not going to, lie about that. We love it. We want to make it a two-hour show.
We got to do a little selling here, right?
So, listen, hey, show me the money. It's 9:24 here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 850 1-800-437-1620. We're going to have to take another quick break here. But we do have a question coming in. This is very sweet. One of our listeners said that when she was in California after her dad passed away, she bought a crown of thorn and a desert black rose back from his home. So she brought it back from his home. So I have a crown of thorns. But she asks, will it survive here in Florida? So when we come back, I want to talk about that too and show you the picture of that desert rose. It's absolutely beautiful.
I know it.
But please get those questions in 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pensacola Egg Fest is back this October at Blue Wahoo Stadium. To prepare for this event, you can purchase a deeply discounted Big Green Egg Package. We're talking 30% off and more. All the details at PensacolaEggFest.com. This event supports local charities. Since 2013, they've donated over $400,000 back to our community. You can support them and get a great deal at the same time. Deeply discounted Big Green Eggs at PensacolaEggFest.com.
When you're ready to renovate or build, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy. Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll discuss all the questions you have about home renovations, what our design build process is, and even discuss your personal construction project details or questions. Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard, aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Like this one.
Well, I'm a huge Joe Cocker fan.
I'll tell you right now.
Oh my goodness.
This is one of my favorite songs. I just want to live in just this soulful world where everything is happy and positive.
Should have been born in the, you should have been a teenager in the 60s.
I know.
Like we were.
I know. It would have been great.
It was great music.
Hey, we do have our listener that texted in this beautiful picture of a desert rose and was asking if the desert rose and the crown of thorns will survive the winter here or any weather here in Florida. The one thing with the desert rose, I'm not sure, but my crown of thorns has done fantastically.
Those are great plants, and they just don't take a whole lot of care. Quite frankly.
Very low maintenance.
Very, very low maintenance. Now, the picture they sent us, a couple of things. I think it will make it through a normal winter, but I'm saying when we got down, if we get down into the 20s, and heaven forbid we get down into the teens again like we have before, I would certainly protect it. Now, the picture is in a container, so you're in business. It is not that big, so you can, protect it from the cold. That's what I would do. Also, the picture that was sent shows it sort of in a corner of a, looked like a patio or what have you. I would be sure it's getting a lot of sun, because it's not, it's going to get leggy on you. I think it'll survive, but it's just going to get leggy. So I would treat it like, a crown of thorns, a desert rose, whatever, like the desert. Just put it in the sun. Don't overwater it. And I think it'll do fine. But I would personally be very concerned about extreme cold, and I would be very happy, since it's in a container, just to put it in the garage during the brief time we would get that cold here in Pensacola.
Drag it in overnight. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or, and then also with all this rain, make sure that it's under a covering, because you don't want that desert rose to be overwatered.
You don't
want to
flood it. Oh, no, you really don't. You got to consider the name. It's a desert.
Well, and I'll tell you, with all this this rain, it's been difficult to not have our plants outside over flooded. I've had to keep going outside like, sorry, little plant babies, and empty them out. Right? We talk to our plants.
I'm going
to
be very frank with you. I've let mine go. I mean, I've got a ton of...
We admit things.
I've got some hibiscus and mandevillas and crotons and all that. I've got pretty good drainage in them, so go for it.
This is confessions hour.
This is confession time, exactly. They look pretty good, though.
Hey, there you go.
So I'm not going to complain.
That's what matters. All right, we're going to take a quick news break. Hey, Mark Jacobs, what's coming up in the news?
Good morning. Well, we may be seeing an end coming to all this rain we've had associated with Ida. We'll have the latest coming up after Fox News.
I'm Chris Foster. The last American troops in Afghanistan left just before midnight. President Biden's expected to speak this afternoon about the decision to stick with today's withdrawal deadline, leaving some Americans behind.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken estimates between 100 and 200 remain.
There are longtime residents of Afghanistan who have American passports and who were trying to determine whether or not they wanted to leave.
President Biden says the world will hold the Taliban to their commitment to allow safe passage for Americans, Afghan partners, and foreign nationals.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The search and rescue operation continues in southern Louisiana for people stranded by flooding from Hurricane Ida.
Everyone is pitching in to get people to dry land. Some of these folks did not have time to evacuate given their particular situation and were forced to ride out the storm, some in their attics or on the roof.
Fox's Jeff Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
At News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 78, cloudy and breezy. Good morning, I'm Mark Jacobs. Well, we've experienced some localized flooding because of all the heavy rains from the outer bands of Ida as they've been moving through over the past 24 hours, but so far no significant weather damage to report in our area. And it appears that most of the heavy rains and rain bands from the storm have now moved east of our area. We're still got a chance for some rain throughout the day, but the chances for those heavy downpours seem to be tapering off. We're learning more about a deadly crash that happened near Wahoo Stadium in downtown Pensacola over the weekend. Pensacola PD identifying the victim as 18-year-old Dakota Lane Knott. He reportedly drove through a fence behind the stadium, then launched the car into the waters of Pensacola Bay. Crews had to rescue two other passengers that were with him at the time. Nobody else involved has been identified. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect until 12 o'clock this afternoon as heavy bands associated with Ida will continue to push through today. We will be seeing plenty of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures a little bit cooler because of all of that rain, near 86 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
78 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze. It's 77 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. A new version of Windows will be released later this year. Microsoft has announced that Windows 11 will launch on October 5th. It'll mark the tech giant's first new version of its operating system in 6 years. Windows 11 will boast a modern look and a redesigned start menu. Windows has become the world's most popular PC operating system, boasting 1.3 billion monthly active devices. And Windows continues to provide a significant source of Microsoft's revenue, delivering $6.6 billion in the second quarter, 14% of the company's total revenue. Walgreens says it will raise its minimum wage for hourly workers. The drugstore chain will implement an initial pay hike in October, with the goal of reaching $15 per hour by November 2022. The move allows Walgreens to keep up with the top competitor, CVS, which announced the same minimum wage hike next year. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Stocks remain lower now. The Dow Jones is down 4. The NASDAQ has dropped 43, and the S&P 500 down 4 as well. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
August the 31st, 1917, from the offices of the Selective Service Department here in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. In his weekly news briefing today, draft director Mr. Frank Turner advised newsmen that as of tonight, another 2,200 men have been processed this month by his staff with medical checks and all other avenues cared for. Of this number summit, as per the national assignment, 473 were not accepted, principally for physical reasons. Mr. Turner also provided some national statistics on military manpower. As of August the 15th, that's Turner's latest data in hand, over 900,000 fighting men have arrived in Europe and are in the training command established by General Pershing. Included in those numbers was a statement that American soldiers are being held as a single force for action together, despite appeals from English Commander General Haig and General Foch, the head of the French forces.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're rocking on through 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins. Okay, so let's start off first about the Crown of Thorns we were just talking about. And first of all, Lisa, thank you for sending in those pictures and sharing about your dad. We did have a listener that texted in and said that anything pretty much from 32 degrees will kill those.
I was, I've been under the impression over the years that it would take a slight frost and maybe a slight freeze. But as I said earlier, you get way down the line into the 20s and teens, they're going to die. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That is probably experience speaking there from our texter, and I really appreciate that comment. So the listener is saying 32 degrees. Protect it or take it inside. Okay,
yes.
Good advice. Let's
and the same listener, we were talking before about torpedo grass. And listen, you need to tell me, are you a horticulturalist? Is that the right word? Listen, something, a botanist. You know your stuff because I'm looking back in the text too. But our listener just texted, brush killers, active ingredients is tricloper.
Okay.
I'm trying. And is used to control woody broadleaf plants and will not harm grasses such as torpedo grass. So it's not going to kill it. So you want to kill the
It's
torpedo.
The hardest weed in the world.
So like we said, yank kill. It.
Yeah, yank it as best
Dig
you
it up.
Can.
Okay.
But there are some brush killers out there, probably on the commercial side, that might take care of it. But if our texter has tried the over-the-counter brush killer and it hadn't worked, then I'll take that to the bank because I know how hard that torpedo grass is to kill.
Okay, very good. Hey, and Paul, please weigh in. I know you're out there listening. You're probably busy, but I'd like to hear what you have to say, too, about I'm sure that he has come across
torpedo grass. Oh, we all. In Pensacola, we do come across it. It's just very, very difficult. And the chemical that he's talking about has, we won't get into the chemical analysis of what he's talking about, but he's absolutely right. It's there for woody plants along, say, a fence line. But it may knock back that torpedo grass. I'm not sure. Let's hear from some other folks to see what experience they have had.
Yes, please. Text in your comments and suggestions, 850-437-1620. So Sarah Lynn called in earlier from Gulf Breeze, and she was talking about her hibiscus flower. She described the leaves, and I'm so sorry that I inadvertently laughed, but they look like marijuana leaves.
They do.
And they do because one of our listeners, thank you so much, texted in a picture of their hibiscus. It's the same one. They're so excited. They have twinsy hibiscus. And this listener says that they found it at the Flower Festival at Pensacola State College last year. They called it a Texas hibiscus.
My Texas sources call that a mallow, a rose mallow.
Rose mallow.
However, who knows? You know, people name plants different things. It could be, it's a close cousin, let's put it that way, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's so interesting. The foliage on it is definitely...
Questionable. Listen, I don't know what you're growing in your yard, but you can call it a Texas hibiscus if you want.
Well,
I'm not going to judge you.
I was looking for the bloom on it. I didn't see one.
Somebody's blooming.
So we'll see. We'll see.
850-437-1620. Phone lines are open. You can text, but you can also call if it's easier for you. Here's a question. Good morning. Paul just texted in. Paul, we want to know your opinion on torpedo grass. So if you can let us know how you've been able to get rid of torpedo grass. Also, our listener here texted in and says, I am wanting to plant something around the base of my palms. What are the best plants for that?
Well, it depends on what you want.
Okay.
If it's a tall sable palm, for mm-hmm. example, where you probably have a lot of sun.
Yeah.
Do you want to plant annuals, perennials, or do you want to plant some permanent landscape plants? All kinds of, we could go through a whole list after list, but if you're going to, let's say we're going to do perennials. Daylilies would work, mm-hmm. no question about it. Gerber daisies would work. If you're going to do annuals, then your list is a mile long. Everything from lantana to vinca to portulaca, moss rose, those are all great sun plants that would do fine as annuals. If you want to plant landscape plants, once again, your list is a mile long. You may want to plant some Asiatic jasmine as a ground cover. I don't like to plant tall plants, let's say azaleas around a palm. Mm, I don't
right.
want to do that. I want to see the trunk. So you need to keep these plants, in
something
my opinion,
lower.
Something lower, absolutely. And Asiatic jasmine would be great. You might want to really simplify it and just like on 2 or 3 inch centers, plant some evergreen giant liriope, mm-hmm. monkey grass, if you will. You can do like we did out here at the studio. I say we, you guys did it, Jenna. Plant some Aztec grass, which is kind of a variegated liriope, which gives you a variegated color.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Adds a pop of color without taking away from how beautiful the
palm tree
is.
That's exactly right. So that's sort of where I would go. I think your list are just enormous of things that you can do, because we're assuming, you and I, Jenna, that this palm tree is has a lot of sun around it.
Right.
And so I think all the plants we just mentioned would be fine, but there are a lot more also.
What about a sago palm? Like, do you put a lot around sago palms?
No, not too much. You can put what I've done in the past under sago palms, and I've removed my sago palms. I got tired of the scale and I just got tired of them.
And they can be poisonous for dogs if the dogs get into
that's
it.
That's what I hear. Absolutely right. I used to put annuals around it. I used to put like vinca, impatiens, that type of thing. Yes, you could do that.
Okay. All right. Hey, 850-437-1620. So we were talking about torpedo grass before, and Paul texted in, Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping, one of our sponsors here, and he said most broadleaf killers will not kill grassy leaves and vice versa. Torpedo grass is extremely hard to control. Why don't you give us good news, Paul?
Paul is agreeing with us so far. Okay, did he give us a solution?
Okay. Now he's making me say big words. Okay, unfortunately, is it glyphosate?
Glyphosate. That's Roundup. That's Roundup.
Oh, no.
Same thing.
Okay. So, unfortunately, that is the best means to use, but it also kills everything else. That's very true. There are a few means to kill it, but it is difficult. So, should we go to the digging it up?
I think we have to go back to that.
Oh, man.
And I really appreciate the call or the text we got that said the brush killer, in his opinion, would not have that much effect on it. He may be right there, but that would be the strongest thing that I think we as homeowners could use to try to kill it. Now, you can try the glyphosate, the Roundup, but I don't think you're going to have a whole lot of results. Like I said, you have to kind of common sense this one, because the root system is so intense, so big, so clustered, and all of those, what you've got to have is a weed killer that's going to go all the way and kill roots and all, you're maybe asking too much of our chemicals to do that, especially any chemicals that are safe for us to use. So anyway, that's kind of my take on that. You got to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. And glyphosate, you said, yeah, you got to be really, really
careful. That's the chemical that's Roundup, exactly.
Okay, 850-437-1620. I have several large ferns that I have replanted in hanging planters. I never drill drainage holes, and I water them once every 2 weeks and completely saturate the soil. They seem to be thriving. Am I doing them any harm? I've been doing this for about 2.5 months.
Well, I think you're probably going to be okay. I never like to put ferns, if you will, be it hanging baskets or in containers, without some drainage. I really think that's really, really important. Now, keep in mind what we've had over the last couple of months. We've had a very rainy summer, which has been good. What I would do, though, is if you could drill some holes in the bottom of that container, whatever it may be, I think long-term you're going to be better off. And also, if you... You know, I know they're out in the rain, but once we dry up a fern, we've talked about the scientific method of figuring out when to water a houseplant. Just stick your index finger in there, and if it's moist, don't water it. If it's dry, water it. That's
okay.
The scientific method there.
Well,
point is, check it, because if it's moist, you're okay. And a lot of that, to be honest with you, Jenna, depends on the potting soil that you used. Some potting soils hold water more than others. Sometimes you get what you pay for.
Sure.
The potting soils that are a little bit more expensive generally have some better ingredients in them, some perlite, vermiculite, that type of stuff, a little lighter soil that drain better. So in any event, I would look into that also.
Okay, very good. All right, 850-437-1620. Got to take another quick break here on the Garden Line. When we come back, we'll take some more questions.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. Know more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how
well, Jenna, all you had to do was mention Joe Cocker.
There we go.
And we'll play him the rest of the show.
Woo! We got kicked off on a roll right there.
Is he amazing or
man,
what?
Such a good one. That was a request there from Mr. Wiggins. I'll tell you, though, such a good reminder.
Yes.
Yeah. This is perfect for this time in life.
No question. No question.
Okay. So let's see. Wait, when is your birthday?
When is my birthday?
Yeah.
September 4th.
It's coming up this weekend.
It is coming up this weekend.
Do you have any special activities or what are you doing?
Going to the Notre Dame game, Notre Dame, Florida State.
No way.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
Can't
goodness.
Wait.
That's
no,
a good no birthday
knows.
Present.
Oh, no doubt. Oh,
you
no
going
doubt.
With your grandkids at all?
Grandkids, I'm going to meet them over there.
Okay.
Go meet them over there. Mary Ellen and I are going to go a day ahead of ourselves and just kind of mess around Tallahassee a little bit, go on campus and
kind
of relive some of the old times, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so happy birthday, Mr. Wiggins.
I don't count them anymore.
He's turning 32.
Don't I wish.
On
don't
Saturday.
I wish.
September 4th. That's a good day.
Well, normally on September 4th, we're dealing with a hurricane, but thank goodness it was a week ahead of my birthday.
Yeah, we got it out of the way, right?
Exactly.
And it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. And so Catherine is wishing you an early happy birthday, Mike.
Catherine is amazing.
She's
just
so
amazing.
Sweet.
We just enjoy her every week. So, Catherine, thank you for the birthday wishes. Very sweet of you. Thank you.
Yes, 850-437-1620. Also want to tell you, in Tallahassee, my favorite ramen place, it's right by, I know, it's so random. What is she saying? This is the Garden Line. By FSU.
Yes.
By the Target over there, by FSU. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of it. But anyways, go if you're in the mood for good sushi and ramen.
I will look it up.
It's literally the best ramen I've ever had. And they're there for college students. Like, come on, get over here. This this lady over here wants some good ramen. Come on. 850-437-1620. Now you're getting all the happy birthday loves from Shannon and Sarah.
Oh, man.
It's a good morning.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and you share a birthday with Lisa. Well, almost a birthday with Lisa. September is a good month. You know what it is? It just kind of like kicks off the season where everything starts to cool off.
It does. It does. It can be a warm month, but you can always have a little touch of fall in the air, especially when you get to mid to late September. No doubt about it. So, Lisa, I hope you have a happy birthday, too. Hope you have a nice birthday cake and family and friends. It's always fun.
Oh, hey, while you're in Tallahassee, there is a wonderful nursery there called Tallahassee Nurseries.
I try to go a lot when I go to Tallahassee. That is an amazing business. It really is. They are the quintessential garden center, kind of a independent garden center versus the big boxes.
Yeah.
And they do a fabulous job. You can always see some interesting things there. So I may may have a busman's holiday while I'm over there.
Yes.
And drive by Tallahassee.
I know.
Because they're great.
There's a lot in Tallahassee. It's, what, 2.5 hours away?
Right.
And so it's kind of like the nearest city that we go to. I know Mobile, you're a city too. I'm sorry. But it's just not like Tallahassee. Plus, Tallahassee's still in Florida, and we don't have as high as taxes. And so a lot of people are like, they love Tallahassee. Apparently, this is, I didn't know. I mean, I go sometimes to like go sightseeing. There's a really cool car museum there.
Go to the Florida State Museum over there too.
Yes.
It is fabulous. Take your kids. It's just got some great art and
lots of good stuff.
Really good.
And you know, I'm a girl, so I go for the shopping because there's a Macy's. So
okay.
Don't tell Mary Ellen.
I bet she already knows.
And hey, that sushi burrito place I was just saying, people are asking because apparently you're all Tallahassee fans. Maybe you're just FSU fans. Boru Boru, and so it's right there by FSU. It's not far away, next door to the Target. Hey, this is the Garden Line. Do you have some gardening questions too?
well, we got to Tallahassee Nursery. We got to.
Hey, actually, that's always like a good tip too, because when you're traveling, I actually like to, when I go to Tallahassee, I bring plants back from Trader Joe's.
There you go.
They have excellent plants and succulents.
Oh, that they do. And here's what we need to do. Maybe while I'm over there, if I have time, I'll go to Tallahassee Nursery. They've got some real experts there. And ask them, what do they do in Tallahassee for torpedo grass? We'll get an out-of-town answer here to see if they've got some hints for us here to control that torpedo grass. Cause
they have the most beautiful trees. What do you call those? Those weeping, they look like weeping willows.
Could be.
Is that what that,
it
and they
be.
Just.
A weeping mulberry, that's one other one too that you can
and
see.
And they just drape over, very similar to our historic tree tunnel on 12th Avenue, but there's like the dangling tree moss on it.
Right, right.
So it's very beautiful. And I think that's a part of the reason why I love Tallahassee, because it has that historic aesthetic to it, an atmosphere, right. But then you still know you're in Florida and you're within an hour from a beach.
You know, Tallahassee's a great tree city too. I know when they had a hurricane over there a couple of years ago that really knocked down a bunch of their gorgeous trees. It's a very green community. I just remember when I was in college over there, it seemed to rain all the time.
Oh,
and
wow.
It really makes it kind of a green, pretty city. So we look forward to our trip.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun, and happy early birthday to you.
Well,
we have
you.
A question to get to. We got to take another quick break here, but when we wrap up, let's wrap up with this question from Sarah here on the Garden Line.
Very good.
It's time to turn the page and kick off a new year with delicious foods at Great Southern Restaurant Group. Join them tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel when Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, we'll discuss their upcoming menu additions and many other delicious events to mark on your calendar for the upcoming months. That's tomorrow morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Bayou Hills Run on Labor Day is now Pensacola's official championship 5 and 10K run, with a virtual race continuing through September 13th. Sign up at PensacolaSports.org. Proceeds benefit the Creative Learning Academy and Pensacola Sports. Stroll the boardwalk this Sunday for live art, live music, concessions, and more. The Pensacola Beach Art Walk is free from 11 till 6. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, we're back here on the Garden Line, wrapping up this morning with Mike Wiggins. We have a couple of questions. Let's get to the crepe myrtle real quick as we wrap up. All right, here's our friend's question. Our crepe myrtle is getting yellow brown on the leaves, and it seems kind of sparse too. It's about 7-8 years old. What does it need?
I don't think it needs anything. That's happening in my neighborhood also. I could attribute it to a lot of the humidity and heat and a lot of rain that we've had. Some of those leaves that are coming off are yellowish, got some brown spots on them. I would do absolutely nothing at this point. The crepe myrtles, of course, are going to go dormant as we get into the winter. We're going to prune them back in January. I would just simply let them go and rake up the leaves.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
There we go.
Because it's happening in my neighborhood also. Nothing you can do.
Okay. Okay, here's one more question. Is torpedo grass the same as Kogan grass? If so, to get rid of it, they had to use Roundup and dig it up and then round up the new growth twice.
Yeah, exactly. Kogan grass is another problem. It's an invasive grass. One thing about Kogan grass, most plants that have a leaf on it have a vein that goes down the middle. Kogan grass has a vein that's off-center. That's one way you can identify Kogan grass. It's hard sometimes to differentiate it from a good plant, but it's very hard to control. There's some commercial products that will help with Kogan grass, but even at that, it's very difficult to control. And I don't doubt a bit that the Roundup, the glyphosate, if you will, helped, but it still regrew
yeah.
from the root system that it's got. Cogan grass is another tough one, a little bit like torpedo grass.
Man, great questions today.
Oh, no question.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us
Thank
this morning.
Thank you very much.
Join us next Tuesday, 9 a.m. for the Garden Line with Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
Have
you.
The best time, and you can enjoy this encore Saturday morning, 9 a.m. And don't go anywhere. Bob Burgee will be up next with Winning with Mainstay Financial. Stay tuned.